From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. At least 154 people have been killed in a landslide following heavy rains in southwest Colombia. President Juan Manuel Santos added that among the 200 people injured, 22 suffered serious injuries for which they're being airlifted to nearby cities. A state of emergency has been declared in Mocoa along Colombia's southern border with Ecuador. Intense rains triggered an avalanche of mud and water from an overflowing river, which overtook the city of 350,000 on Friday night. Mourners carried the body of Rodrigo Quintana through the streets of Asunción, Paraguay, Saturday after he was killed by what opposition leaders say was a rubber bullet fired by police. The 25-year-old Quintana was at his headquarters when police raided the building of the opposition Liberal Party's youth branch. Authorities said 30 people, including some opposition leaders, were injured after rioters set fire to Parliament late Friday to protest a bill that would allow the country's president to serve more than one term. Demonstrators broke windows and set fire to the interior of the Parliament building. Protests erupted when the Senate secretly voted to amend the Constitution, which has not allowed re-election of the president since it was created in 1992, following the fall of a brutal dictatorship. The bill now moves to the House, and it could mean that right-wing President Horacio Cartes would be eligible for re-election. This is VOA News.